All right, the word today comes from 1 Thessalonians 5, which reads in the NIV version of 1 Thessalonians 5, 18. The NIV version says, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for it is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." The King James version says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God." The Amplified version says it this way: "Thank God in everything, no matter what the circumstances may be. Be thankful and give thanks, for this is the will of God." Our message today will be on "In All Things Give Thanks, Part 2. Now, recently I've spoken about giving thanks in all things. That was Part 1. Part 2 will be about giving thanks in all your circumstances. Now, if you live long enough, you will have a plethora of circumstances that you've had to deal with in your life. Depending on your outlook, the circumstances could have been good or bad. One thing we do know for sure, that if you've had many circumstances, and you will have more to come.
That's for sure.
Now, for example, let's talk about the so-called bad circumstances.
Right.
Okay? Let's talk about number one. Have you ever lost a job or got laid off and didn't know how you were going to pay your rent or mortgage?
Yep.
Hey, number two, what about having your phone turned off or your electrical cable?
Did that too.
What about being in a bad marriage or relationship?
Yep.
Does any of this ring a bell?
Mm-hmm.
We tend to ask God to help us out of these situations and circumstances, but do we ever ask God why we were in that situation in the first place? Did it ever occur to us that 99% of the time we placed ourselves in these circumstances to begin with?
That's the truth.
Then we ask, why would God allow us to stumble or fall? More importantly, what did we learn from our situations and circumstances? Well, Hebrews 12:6 says, "The Lord disciplines the ones he loves, and he chastises everyone he accepts as his son."
Yes.
Well, I can safely assume that we are God's people, and that he loves us, okay?
Yes.
So since the scripture is true, then God allows us into these situations to correct us so that we can learn and never have to go through them again. You ever think about that?
No.
We spend so much time asking God to deliver us from these things that we have never asked him why we got it in the first place. We never thank him for the situation, that's for sure. We do thank him when it's over, sometime. But what did we learn from it? Well, let's go back and look at those situations I just mentioned. Let's talk about that job that we got fired from or got laid off. Did we ever thank God for the job in the first place that he gave us, provided for us? Did we ever thank him for it? Was it the job that God wanted us to have in the first place? Or was it something that we did on our own without seeking God's advice? What about having your phone turned off or electric cable? Did we ever thank God for the money to pay our bills? Do we have a budget for our income? And did we ever stick to that budget? God gave us the income, but we mistreated what he gave us. We bought stuff we didn't need. We went places we didn't need to go. We ate out all the time. And then we wondered why we couldn't pay our bills.
Yeah.
This reminds me of the parable of the talents, where one person took care of what God gave him, and God increased it.
Good.
Right? So what about being in a bad marriage or relationship? This is a good one. We were so in love. Let's tell the truth. We just loved him. Oh, I'm in love. We just had to have this person. I can't live without this person. We would say that, right? But did we ever ask God that this is the person for us? Did we thank God for this person while our relationship was falling apart? Did we thank God for the experience? No, we didn't. Did we ask God why it was not working?
Yeah, that's okay.
And did we ever wait for an answer from God as to why it wasn't working? In all of these examples, we fail to thank God for these circumstances before, during, and sometimes afterwards. We are so busy trying to figure it out ourselves or ask God to help us out of it, but we never take the time to thank him. The scripture says to thank him in all circumstances. And it says some, it says all, every circumstance, everything. Perhaps if we thanked him more, we could avoid some of these issues. We don't have to go through this stuff. We should thank him for all of our circumstances. Now, I talked about the bad circumstances, because we don't thank God in the bad circumstances. So do we thank him in the good circumstances? Okay, let's look at those good things that are good circumstances. Let's start with one of the most important. We have our health. Do we thank God daily for that? We should.
Yes.
We can see, we can hear, we can talk, we can walk. Do we thank him for that daily? Here's another one. Are we homeless?
Mm-mm.
No, but do we thank God for that?
Mm-mm.
We have a job. We're working. Do we thank him for that? All we have to do is look at the news. There's a lot of homeless people, a lot of unemployed people who would just love to have a job or love to have a roof over their head. But we have it and we don't even thank God for it. What's wrong with this picture? We are able to worship and pray without being arrested. And let's keep it real. There's some countries that you can't pray or mention the word God without being arrested. We ought to thank God for that. Because that's a real blessing there. Because we are able to praise and worship our God anytime we want, anywhere we want, without being arrested, without any penalty. That's a blessing. Here's another thing that we take for granted. We look on the news, there's Middle East. People are fighting each other and shooting each other, and it's just a war going on all the time. There is no war in America. There's nobody on the streets. There's no army fighting against another army in this country. Do we thank him for that? I mean, there's people who are innocent people who are caught in the middle of this crossfire that don't have they would wish that they could just sleep, have a good night's sleep without worrying about whether or not they're going to get shot in the middle of the night. We don't have to worry about that in this country. There's no war going on. So we ought to thank God for that. Hey, we don't have a food shortage. We don't have a water shortage. There are plenty of countries that do. Do we thank him for that? Now I'm talking about the good circumstances. These are the good circumstances, okay? I'm not even listing them. I'm just hitting on a few. But if we don't thank him in the good, we'll never thank him in the bad. Right? These are circumstances, all of these circumstances, we fail at giving God the thanks. We really do. And as God was sharing all this with me, like part one was about giving thanks in all things, the basic stuff regarding the ability to get up in the morning, because you don't wake yourself up, God wakes you up. The ability to drive, two lessons that will make you a driver. We should be thanking God of that. Being able to feed ourselves. Being able to clothe ourselves, bathe ourselves, all these things God has given us the ability to do, but we don't thank him for it. I mentioned all that in part one. Part two takes it to a different level. All of these things that we have, these blessings that we have, health and the ability to see, hear, talk, walk, be able to praise God without being arrested, these are blessings. We don't even thank God for our blessings. Those are real great circumstances that God has given us, a blessing, his grace. We didn't earn it, we don't deserve it, but he gave it to us anyway, strictly by grace, because he loves us. God loves us that much. And all he asks in 1 Thessalonians 5:18 is to give thanks. Say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I mean, what's so hard about saying thank you, Lord? I mean, I think about that. There's no reason in the world why we shouldn't be thanking God for all of these things. We take it for granted. We think, well, that's just the way things are. We're just lucky to have a roof over our head. This and that and the other. No, we're not. It's a blessing. It's grace. we need to really start thanking God. Because in closing, we should be thanking God 24/7, 365 for everything, leaving nothing out, taking nothing for granted. Because like the scripture says, it's his will for us to thank him. We should be doing that. That's the very bare minimum of what we should do. If that's his will, that's what we're supposed to do. It's not open for debate. It's not if you feel like it or not. It's his will. So we have to do it because it is strictly his will of God. And honestly, if we really think about it, we should be doing it anyway. He shouldn't have to force us to do it. We should be thankful enough to give thanks to God. I mean, we are blessed. But you know what? If we do that, now God didn't mention that in this scripture, but a little gratitude has always gone a long way. So who's to say if you don't thank him all the time, if you start thanking him all the time, in all your circumstances and all your things, who's to say that he won't bless you even more? Who's to say? I mean, I'm not saying that you can earn God's respect or anything. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying a little gratitude goes a long way. And if you're keeping God's will, that means you're being obedient to God. And there are benefits to being obedient to God. And that's all I'm saying. So we need to thank God in all things, in all our circumstances, because it is truly his will. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, first of all, we repent. Because, Lord, we have not been thanking you the way we should. We have not been walking according to your will. Because your will in 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says that we should thank you in all things and all circumstances because it is your will. So we repent, Lord, and we ask forgiveness for not praising and thanking you for all things and circumstances, Lord. We've fallen woefully short as a people. I've fallen woefully short as a person. So forgive us, oh Lord, we pray. And we ask, Lord, that you'll help us to recognize just how important it is to do your will and to give you thanks, Lord. And we pray that you'll work on that in all of us, Lord, so that we'll be quick to give you thanks, quick to give you praise, and to make it a daily routine in our lives. We thank you for this word, Lord. I pray, Lord, that this word will bring a change to whoever hears it. We thank you and ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.